The greatest city in the world. "Sorry about that," a guy in a tuxedo and white scarf said after he bumped into me outside Caroline's comedy club. "This is New York, right?" I asked our next cabbie. "Yes, mon," he said, smiling beneath a shock of dreads, showing two rows of gold and silver teeth. "The greatest city in the world, mon." Some people made a mistake when they decided to terrorize our country. You should never pick on New York City. New Yorkers are the toughest people on the planet. Every single day of their lives they have to fight. To get a cab, to get across the street, to get on the train, to get a table, to get home so they can get up and fight again. And now they are fighting on a different front. Fighting to keep the tears back. Fighting to keep their spirits up. Fighting the grief and pain and anger. Fighting to heal. And they are doing it by helping each other. On the subway, you see youngsters helping old people through the turnstiles. At the magazine counter, a clerk tells a Japanese visitor, "Thanks, and have a nice trip home." People wave to each other on the street and smile. Yes, in New York City. I didn't expect all this cheer. I traveled across the country for one reason, a girl. At the end of the day, isn't everything a guy ever does for a girl? My friend and I stepped out of our cab at 39th and Broadway. It was 10 o'clock at night, but the bright lights made it seem like midday. I've never seen so many lights. Not in Atlantic City. Not in Las Vegas. Not even on the Webster's house at Christmas. When I was in fifth grade, I walked by skinny Wilkie Webster's house on the way home from school. Every Christmas season, Mr. Webster had the biggest display in his yard than any other house in Edmonton, Alberta. He had giant silver and red trees, two teddy bears kissing under some mistletoe, a soldier firing a cannon, a nativity scene with life-size characters, angels, and a jack-in-the-box that sprang up every 30 seconds. There were Santas everywhere. Santa sitting in a 57 Chevy convertible. Santa on a motorcycle. Santa on the roof with a full sleigh and 8 reindeer, plus Rudolph with a red nose the size of a baseball. As a kid, the Webster's crazy Christmas display always made me happy. Big, noisy, bright, fun. My trip to New York made me feel the same way. I read in the New York Times that people are avoiding New York this Christmas. If that describes you, I'm telling you to go. Go to New York. Look up at the lights in Times Square and smile. Then look around at all the New Yorkers grinning at each other. Then ask your cabbie, "This is New York City, isn't it?" "Yes, mon," he'll say, smiling. "The greatest city in the world."